Call the City of Dyer Mayor Board of Auditors meeting March 27, 2017 order. We have a quorum present. First order of business, please approve the minutes from March 13, 2017.
So moved.
Motion second. Is there any discussion? No, call the roll. Start, Mr. Thomas, go right.
Aye. Sustain.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. If there's any visitors, please step up to the table, Mr. Carl, if you want to come up. How are you, Mr. Carl?
Oh, alive.
Alive? That's a good thing.
What's wrong with you guys?
It's a good thing. Have you come up with anything?
Not really. I have talked to a couple of people about purchasing the land.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know if they've made it over there to look at it. There's been some people around Texas, and I don't know if they've even, I haven't, being my health and everything, I haven't even had too much of a time to get over and check with these people.
Right.
But I want the house gone. The same as I want the house gone.
Right.
I wish there was some way that we could work out something that y'all just, the whole property and everything be taken care of. I don't know. I'm at wit's end with it. I mean, I'm paying taxes been paying taxes.
But it's costing you money to pay taxes.
I understand that. I understand that, but I'm, you know, just to give it away. I don't see it when I could get $3,000 or $4,000 out of the land. Surely y'all can see my point.
I'm not interested in giving anything for the property. I'm interested in condemning the property.
I understand that.
And not trying to be hateful or ugly about it, you know. And I want to work with you best we can, but we've been working on this for a long time. I called you about a year ago.
Yeah, and I have. I didn't know the roof and everything was in such condition. I did know the kids had knocked out the windows. And being my health problem, I just hadn't been able to get over there and board the windows up. I did take care of the front and side yards. I never did get around to take care of the backyard like I told you it was. Just mechanical and health problems kept me from doing that. But that's beside the point. I don't want it there. I want it gone for my purpose, y'all's purpose, the church's purpose. It's an eyesore for everybody. I want it gone by. I want the house gone by before Easter. You know, so people that come up to church won't have to see the building.
It's not only that; it's kids and other people joining in the house.
I understand completely. I've got important papers over there also that I haven't, you know, been over there and collected.
Right.
I don't want this to drag on another 2 weeks for another board meeting. I don't think I even have the time. I didn't get the paper until about the 7th or 10th, something like that anyway.
Well, there was quite a bit of time between the time that I had called you a year ago.
I know that, but like I said, I mean,
something could have been done in that length of time. And I forewarned you that, when I called you then that we was in the process of fixing to get hot and heavy on it and everything.
I understand.
And in that 7 to 9 months or whatever, I mean, just nothing happened.
I couldn't even get in touch with the other people. Mr. Byrne tried to get in touch with them and didn't get in touch with them until the day of the last meeting.
I heard from him last week. The postman, Montague, if we won't sign a deed to you, he'll sign it over to
Monica.
I said, well, that won't do us any good.
Yeah, I know.
Then she called. I didn't talk to her, but the secretary said, same old attitude.
Yeah.
So she's not going up.
She's always had an attitude.
Yeah, but I hadn't heard anything from the other girl who's supposed to be still in prison.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Unfortunately, Monica got her there. But that's beside, that's neither here nor there.
Where are we at on the condemning?
We in the process of speaking right here between the attorney and Mr. Woods right now.
It looks like to me that's our only option.
Right. And then that's what we're looking at and everything. I'm gonna ask you, Mr. Carl, first before I ask this board anything, okay? And our city attorney, please chime in at any point in time, okay? If I'm speaking at a turn or anything else. We're at the process that we're gonna have to do something, okay?
Yes, sir.
I understand you're wanting a $500,000, $1,500, $4,000, whatever it is. In my opinion, I don't think anybody around this board is going to offer you anything for that property, for the simple fact it's going to cost us to tear it down, and then we're going to have to take a gamble on that property to partition the court, and we're also going to be in a gamble of what happens later on if they do come back and come against us. Right?
Well, if we do the partition, all their rights will have to be determined at that time. But if you just took it and tore it down and hoped you would hear from them, then it probably do just have something to do. So if you get it, you don't need to tear it down until it's gone through court.
Which takes how long?
The court orders the disposition of it.
How long does that take? A couple of months?
Well, we would have to, I don't know, these people, when they get certified mail from the Secretary of State, most time they won't even go get it. Sometimes they will, but say that we had to put it in the newspaper, you got to run it in the paper for 4 weeks, then you got to wait on them to answer 4 weeks, so you're talking 2 or 3 months before you'd be ready to do much of anything with it.
Mr. Perrin, if the city... The building inspector condemns the building, goes through the blight process to condemn the building, and he finds that it, more than 50% of the value is whatever, and we can tear it down. We could tear it down, and correct me when I'm done, okay?
You still have to give notice to all the owners.
No, we can give notice to them for the hearing that they have, and then he can do the hearing, and within a matter of weeks at that point, they could begin tearing the house down. We would, as I understand it, then we'd file a lien for collection against the property.
Yeah, but... This notice, we're presuming that these people will accept certified mail, but 90% of the time they won't.
Right.
So you're still going to have to run it in the paper, but I don't think you have to run it for 2 weeks under the blight statute.
If we ran it under the blight statute and tore the house down and then filed a lien on the property, he could sell it. So he could sell the property then, and anything he... I mean, if the lien's for $3,000 and he finds somebody that'll pay him four or three, then we get our three back. Otherwise, we'll never see it again. I said,
I don't know. Kind of what I was thinking, and the worst of it is if we didn't, the house would be gone anyway.
Well, once they condemn the property, the city's responsible for it. Because right. we acknowledge legally that we know that there's a problem with it.
And you give those other owners notice. They have to respond and take care of it, otherwise the city can destroy it, add it to the taxes. But then that's where I lost you. You add it to the taxes, then what?
If he were able to sell that land, let's say the lien is $4,000. If he were able to sell it as part of the closing, he'd have to pay off the lien.
Right, whoever wants it would want a clear title.
That's right.
They
wouldn't be able to get a clear title of the land.
He's still got those three people out there.
But that would take the house down. I'm assuming the city will never get the money that it's going to spend to tear the house down. I mean, we know that, but if they did.
If you can get to the destruction of the house, and you can put a lien on it for the taxes, the cost of a destruction now. And always to let it go through the tax sale, but that takes 2 or 3 years.
If it was if the ground was clear and we kept it cleaned up, and it went through the tax process, then it'd be a clear title after that.
If nobody paid on it.
Yeah, and they opening bid would be the amount of the limb.
That's right.
And they wouldn't do that.
The main thing would be keeping it clean until they went through all the processes. Mm-hmm. But we have the ability to do that.
The main thing is you can't ignore those people's interests, no matter how small, because they are an owner. So whatever you do...
We want to make sure we go through the process of sending them notification, whether they answer it or not.
You got to put it in the paper twice. We'd also send certified mail and hope they pick it up, but... Most people me. Like that wouldn't answer certified mail. They wouldn't go to the post office.
If we can get the house down and Mr. Woods decides I'm not going to pay the taxes anymore on it, and we go to court and get it for non-payment of taxes, what can these girls do? Anything? Because they're not paying anything on it.
They can go to the tax sale and
redeem it.
Bid it in, redeem it.
But if they did that, we'd get our money.
Right.
We'd get the money.
If the city condemns something like you're talking about, normally in Trenton, when they condemn something, they're there that day or the next day and tear it down. And if you can't do that, who does the liability and everything for that house fall on?
If we knew that it was going up for, if we knew that it was being condemned and we was going to have it done, then in the process of trying to get all the condemnation done and all the hearings and everything, we would be setting somebody up to have it tore down the day that the court said that it was done. Same way Trenton done. Same way you're talking about.
Saying it's condemned and you do it, the process and tear it down.
Once we condemn it, any liability
comes over to us.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, at the very least, you'd board the windows up and board. I mean, that'd be even if you didn't, but you'd want to. I mean, you'd want to have a contractor lined up to tear it down.
Right.
So, but when they have that hearing and he finds that it, you know, that's it and it's over with at that point.
However, regardless which way we go, we still have two peoples out there.
Well,
and those people, we just can't ignore those peoples. We got to get some type of consent.
Well, not if you condemn the house. If the house, as long as you give adequate notice to them, and we'll do it by publication and by certified mail. It's not our fault if they don't pick up their mail. We've proved that we've sent them notice. They will, once you give them notice, you can tell them when the hearing's going to be. After that, you know, you tear the house down. You've got a blank lot. The city under the blight ordinance could maintain the property. You wouldn't keep it mowed like we do the park over here, but you'd mow it 3 or 4 times a year to keep it clean. Through the tax process, as long as Mr. Woods chose not to pay the taxes on it, it would eventually go through the delinquent tax process. And the city would be out the money.
Mr. Wood,
yes.
How did you feel about that? What's your purpose to do?
Well, like I said, I have no interest in the house anymore. I don't want the house there. It's eyesore to everybody. It's no use for anything. I've got some personal items in there, paperwork and stuff that I need to get out. As far as I'm concerned, it can be torn down next week, the house itself. Monica, the ones that have interest in it can't come back here anyway.
But she has a warrant.
Right. Mm-hmm. And Lisa, you know, she won't come back anyway because she's paroled out there.
Right.
So they can't even come back here. And Teddy Montague, he has no interest in it. Like you said, Mr. Barron, he's going to sign his over to Lisa, I mean to Monica. And in my opinion, they have no rights to say anything. I know legally they probably do, unless I was going to one of the courts in Trenton and pleading the case there, and the judge allotted it to me. But then that's taking time. The eyesore's still there. The headache's still there for all of us. Because it's a headache on me, too. I mean.
What are their objections for cleaning up the house?
There are none. There are none. They have no interest in it. They haven't been around here in How many years? So they have no idea what the house even looks like?
They don't even know if it's still there.
Right.
Tell the truth.
Can you not send them pictures?
They don't care, Mr.
They don't care about that.
They don't care. They're just trying to make it hard on Carl.
They don't have the interest that I have. I'm here. I mean, I'm here trying to take care of something and try to make it, you know, get it away so that people at church won't even have to look at it. You know, I understand where y'all are coming from. I don't want it there. If it's up to me, I mean, y'all can start tearing it down next week as soon as I get my paperwork out of there. I have no objection of y'all tearing it down. Like I said, I feel that I have a couple of friends that own businesses that I think would buy the property and help me and go to the courts and get it okay through the judges and everything and get it, the clear title over to me. And then they could help clear title on it and do what they wanted to with it, either build a house there or whatever.
He can file a petition. He just won't do it.
Now, these are your nieces, aren't they?
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, yes, sir. They're my sister's daughters, and my sister, she got out of prison and died. She couldn't do anything to, you know, mother died, and then it went to my brother and my sister, and then my sister died, so now it's Monica and Lisa. The other ones are done signed off. My brother and my nephews done signed off. It's just the ones trying to make it hard on me.
So the girls just basically want money out of the deal?
No.
No money at all?
This money.
And they will get none.
Said that she might want to fix it up.
They wouldn't get 25, 10 cents. If it was old time, they wouldn't get 10 cents from me for a phone call.
So, Mr. Carl, I'll ask you one more time. What do you want? What do you want? I mean, right here they are. I mean, tell them what they want, and then at that point, we'll move forward.
It's going to be a problem. Say that you said, I want to keep it, and you keep paying the taxes. But if the city goes through the blight statute and applies what it costs to tear it down to your taxes, you're going to have to pay that amount and keep it. So you're going to be throwing good money at the bad. So
that's why I was wanting to talk to the couple of people that I know that could afford to purchase it. A friend of mine talked to his boss, I think it was last week, about it. They were supposed to have come over here and looked at it. I hadn't even got back in touch with him.
Well, you're going to have time while this blight procedure is taking place to check with those people and see what they're
doing. You know, then they could take the process of tearing it down, or y'all go ahead and tear it down.
You know, if the building inspector condemned the property, the house was tore down, we filed for the lien, and Mr. Woods were then to leave his portion to us, and we filed the petition. There would be a lot less cost involved if we ended up having to pay anybody for anything.
Oh, yeah.
So it seems like the best thing to do, no matter what, is to go ahead and encourage the building inspector to do this part of the petition.
It would help if he would aid his interest to the city, but he doesn't talk like he wants to do that. Right?
Well, not before we tear the house down, because then if we're tearing our own house down. And you know, we want to tear. I mean, just to keep us in the clear, we want to tear somebody else's house down. Until after the condemnation's over, then he could deed it to us, and that'd be, you know.
Well, if he deeded his interest to you now, he'd be out of it. And then you could still do the blight thing. Those minority interests that those three people have, they may be the ones on the book.
We have to serve ourselves, though, at that point?
Yeah, not being a problem with the world.
That's why I'm saying this is condemned and torn down before we
take the deed.
Right.
Are there any questions from the board?
The only thing I would say, Mr. Wood, you think that you can handle that in 2 weeks? What you mentioned about your friend own business.
I feel like I can. I feel like I can find out one way or the other.
And if the board decides to give you 2 weeks, will you come back and make us plead, or we do what we have to do?
If I can't get rid of it in 2 weeks, I'll be back here. Yes, I can now.
So, Brother Turner, how would that do? If he check to see if he can sell it within 2 weeks?
I know. It'll take Mr. Bailey a week or two to get spun up on that, so we could go ahead and turn him loose on it, and then he could start his paperwork. And
he'll probably have a good month before it really came to a conclusion.
He would have to disclose to the buyers, though, that we were in the process of a blight.
Well, only after he got his notice. After he gets his, you know, the thing is, if we hadn't got a notice to him in 2 weeks, which is entirely possible, after Mr. Bailey does his bit, he wouldn't have to until we gave him notice.
Okay. Well, but if he does that, then we'll have to turn around and, well, it depends on what they do. But they're not going to get clear title.
Well, that's not our problem.
If they don't get a clear title, they're not going to do anything with it anyway.
If they want to tear it down without a clear title, which happens not infrequently, that's...
Well, if somebody wanted to buy it, they know on the front they're going to have to tear it down. I don't believe you could salvage the thing. It costs you
couldn't salvage it.
No. The person I've talked to thinks his boss is pretty well interested in it for the price I've told him.
Fix it up?
I don't think so. I think tear it down and either build another house there or
sell the property.
Or whatever.
Mr. Carl, let me ask you a question. On our part, I feel like we need to go ahead and start the condemnation process and everything. Go ahead and get it freaking bailed. You go ahead and take care of your part. You can still come back in 2 weeks and tell us, hey, you know, this is what we're doing. Bring a piece of paper back. Show us what you got going on, and you know we can if you can prove that it's going to be sold, we can backtrack a little bit.
Yeah, until it's ordered sold
and everything, everything can be stopped, right?
As far as I know.
But if we don't get started on it, it's going to be December before we.
Yeah.
Well, even if the inspector condemns it, that don't really hurt anything, does it?
No. It just means he's going to tear it down.
It's going to be torn down anyway.
And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for the house to be on the ground. You know, it can't be fixed. We know it can't be fixed. He knows it can't be fixed. And I don't think he'll get to it the next 2 weeks anyway.
I can at least talk to the person and halfway get it through court over there in Trenton and get the deed over in my name. Or at least a good process of that.
You're talking about $134,000. If you do that, you're going to spend more than that. The attorneys will charge that probably to fool with it.
West Tennessee Legal Services does tenant, landlord, property stuff.
They're
slow.
They're picky about their rules.
Yeah.
I never know what they're for.
They're slow, though.
I know they'll take cases where somebody's been abused.
Yes, sir. I tried to call them about it. They didn't have anybody free or something. That was back when you contacted me about cleaning it up. That was before that, I believe. And I forget exactly what they said, but they couldn't help me out. My next phone call, I don't know. I don't know.
So I need to get... Go ahead and start making preparations to do what we need to do. You'll have plenty of time. At least 2 weeks before we'll probably ever even get that far down the line.
Oh,
Okay. I do appreciate the time. The extra 2 weeks. That will give me enough time to get over and talk to the fella.
We can stop our process at any time.
See what's going on.
Until it gets too far. But, you know, it still gives you time, you know?
Yes, sir.
But if we don't get something started there,
then... I know.
And maybe you can call your sister and everything, or maybe the attorney can call his sister and say, hey, they've already started the process, so here we go, you know. Okay. So can I get a motion?
Make a motion.
Yeah.
Second.
Make a motion.
No, I just need a motion that we can do the...
Mr. Bill, if you want to try to
get in touch
with Monica?
A city recorder to start the process with Ricky Bailey.
So the process of blight.
Yes.
Yes. I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion made in second. Is there any discussion? What?
I was going to tell him, I don't think you can say a sentence without 3 or 4 cuss words in it. She's good.
I don't think so either.
Any discussion? Not with Colorado. Dr. Jennifer, go right.
Aye.
Motion carried. Mr. Carr, appreciate your time, and you will have the time to take care of, you know, we will make sure that you have the time for 2 weeks that you need.
All right.
Everything. I don't think at this point, unless something happens, there's any reason if you're coming back. If you have any questions,
yeah, he
call me. City attorney be glad to answer any questions for you.
All right.
Do you know the address of the girl in jail? Do you have any idea?
I do. It's at the house.
You call me or I'll call you because we're going to have it. I got Monica. She finally told me.
No, I don't even know where. I think it's North Carolina.
Lisa,
Lisa wrote me a letter and said she's with my cousin up in North Carolina. So I don't know the address, but I know it's in North Carolina, I believe. But, and Teddy's in Ohio, but he said he was going to do his part in Monica, so.
No, he didn't want to give it to you.
No.
Thank you, sir.
Well, we appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Carl.
Thank you, Mr. Carl. Any other visitors? Not mayor's report. I need to, get the board. What I need to do, that's pretty strong.
I'm going to tell them what the
board is. Okay. Oh. Yeah, the police car. The new police car.
Yes, sir, that's it.
That, through the grant. Mm-hmm. Let me make sure I say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had one bid from Steve Marsh Ford out of Milan for $28,661.28. They estimated 8 to 10 week delivery time. That is $70, Chief, more than the state contract.
And it's local.
And it's local.
Stays in Gibson County. So, yes.
You got to buy them from a dealer around here, and they kind of like the raspberry on the tire deal that they build the state.
Or? Well, we don't have to buy it from a dealer, but we like to keep our business local.
Nobody said it. Didn't they build the state?
I understand that, but I noticed in Jackson one time there was a. Across from the old Cadillac place, they had about 50 state trooper cars.
Yeah.
Is there somewhere like that for the state that you can buy them cheaper?
Well, the state contract is $79 cheaper than this amount.
Total?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And so if we can keep our business in Gibson County, that's what the police department would like to do.
Somebody will get part of that back on the state tax money and everything.
That's right. They'll probably, yeah. And
county and city get money.
The grant's going to pay $25,000 of that, so the city's out $3,661.
They're paying $25,000? I thought it was just $15,000.
It's $25,000.
I was thinking it was $15,000 as well.
Is it just $15,000? It's $15,000 out of a $25,000 grant, that's right. So it's
$13,661. I was thinking.
I thought maybe he didn't figure out something I didn't find out. Fully operational and stripes on it and everything by June 30th.
That's right.
What was the total?
We just have to have it with that grant or we'll lose that grant.
That is the car price.
Yes, that's.
Okay, but that's not the striping.
No.
That's not the light bar. It's
just the car.
So we're looking at probably, $5,000 more
right.
for that?
Yeah.
So we're probably going to be in between 18 and 24.
Well, we got our radar for the governor's highway safety, so that'll be 100% paid for when we're getting some of the lights later.
So we're going to pay for part of it at a governor's highway safety, is what Brad's saying. That way we can, it'll save the city and the taxpayers a little more money.
Need a motion to accept the bid, don't we?
10-4.
I'll make that motion.
Motion made. Second, is there any discussion? Not. We'll call the roll. Start with Angle Left.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. Now we need a motion to award.
I make a motion we award.
Second.
Just a
motion made and second. Is there any discussion? Not. We'll call the roll. Start with Mr. Chairman. Go right.
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. Roger, do we have to buy all those in this budget? I'm just asking.
We don't have to buy them.
Do you absolutely need them?
We need some of them.
I understand that. Do you absolutely need all of them? If you do, you do. I mean, if you don't.
We could probably do half of it in this budget.
That's what I was getting at.
If we do it early next budget.
Right.
The other half.
July, August, before September, or by September, September.
We can make that work if we need to. Because my other request is pretty good bit of money too.
What's the other request?
Turnout gear, and that we do need.
Yeah, you've got to have it. I know that.
Postponing this to next budget is going to be a good thing.
I don't think that with a hose is going to hurt us. The turnout gear will. Because he's got to have the turnout gears, their jackets.
No, I know what it is. I'm sorry. How much?
Probably $10,000.
Total weighs 4,600.
I'm looking at total about 15,000.
If you buy all of it, it's going to be $12,500 or so. If you can be part of it, it's going to be $10,000 or something. It's going to be $13,000 something, and it's going to be, or you can do around $10,000.
$8,400.
I don't want you to do without anything that you've got to have.
We can get by. We've got some we're having to take out of service. Should have come out of service last year.
But that is budget, though, isn't it?
It is budget.
Both of them, Roger?
Both of them.
Turnout gear for everybody. No. Just 4 cents. Just 4 every year. And the hose is an annual expense, isn't it?
It is. We buy a hose every year.
Turnout gear as well?
Yes.
So postponing it to next year isn't going to make any difference. It's only going to increase what we're going to have to do next year.
What length?
50 foot.
We hire it next year.
Hmm?
It'll be more expensive next year.
What? Do you have any less or more that is
replacing
longer?
It's all 50 foot sections.
All hoses are 50 foot.
Mr. Mayor, you have a reason for saying that. My mind is running. I wonder why.
Well, we're just running the way the budget's running and everything. It's running high right now. And in the general fund area, it's running high. Was you here or was you not here during the meeting?
Evidently, I was not.
We're going to have to watch kind of what we're doing until...
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're not hurting, but we've got to be careful too, you know. There's a few outs that were bought and everything that's put us going in.
I understand. You know, I was just wondering because
it's just
it wasn't reasonable
again,
saying
you know,
that.
Yeah. It's just that time of year again.
Nobody
plays.
We do alcohol. We'll increase our budget next time.
Let Nathan look through this real quick. And,
at the end of February, we had a $48,000 deficit for the year to date. We had received most of our property tax revenue.
$48,000 deficit, that you're not talking about the fire department itself, you're talking about
the whole thing.
The general fund.
Yeah, the general fund.
We've got a you've got a couple of expenses that emerged after the budget that you've approved, which are all worthy things that weren't budgeted. And when we passed that budget, we had hoped that we could stick to it. You've approved another $20,000 tonight, basically.
That's basically going to run us about
68.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I mean, that deficit's not going to shrink as the year goes on. It's going to grow.
Do you foresee any large stadium coming in for the next 2 or 3 months?
This turnout here and the halls are the only two things that we have left that would be any significant cost that we have budgeted anyhow.
Right.
Unless something unforeseen comes up.
I mean, at the end of February, their truck projects that we did, the tanker and the rescue truck, finishing it out, ran in. I mean, it's $12,000 under budget for both of those projects.
The
fire department did not hurt us. Let me put that on record. Did not hurt us because they come in under budget.
Right.
There was other things that tore up we had problems with and everything that we did not see that was going to happen. And that is what caused us to be where we're at now.
Mostly little things. I mean, you can do this. I don't think $2,700 is going to make a difference at the end of the year. Mm-hmm.
If we do half of it,
absolutely.
I don't think doing half or whole. Because what's going to happen? You're going to add the other half of that host to next year's budget anyway.
We're
going to get hit one way or the other.
Roger, I don't want this to sound wrong. I'm just asking a question. Is this an OSHA issue or is it a safety issue for the men?
Yeah.
The need for this change.
We pulled 40 something thousand dollars out of there so far.
A lot of the issue is a lot of this hole was bought.
They got 49.
The 84 when we bought
20 of those
came on
CD.
That fire truck, basically.
Dry rot.
And I'll pull some more out of it before the end of the year, believe me.
Service. And they recommend after 25 years you take them out of service. So if somebody got hurt and you were beyond your recommendation, then you kind of don't have a leg to stand on.
I don't think it's going to make a lot of difference at the end of the year whether or not you buy half that hose or not.
Why?
Just $2,700 out of. I mean.
Well, but we say that every month about something.
Yeah.
Just about, and those small things add up, and that's why we're near 50 in the rears now. If it's something we need, it's something we have to have for the safety. And you don't want to jeopardize anybody's life.
That's what I was getting at.
The turnout gear is really not negotiable, I don't think. But
not at all.
Yeah.
How does the board feel about it?
You're saying we're 50 in the rears that we're going to be behind?
In the general fund.
In the general.
What did we spend that much additional money on to be 50 in? That's not what you're saying.
Wasn't the fact that we spent that much money. It was the fact that we
passed the budget. Anticipating borrow money.
Right. Passed the budget to borrow money to finish out the year.
Thought we might be able to get by without doing it.
And we did it. That way we wouldn't have to go back and redo it. We could just make the motion and just keep going.
Okay. The hope was that we wouldn't have to do that, and you may yet not.
How much it's just according to what happens, and that's what we're trying to stop ourselves from having to go borrow the money until the end of the year, next year, whatever, 5 years, whatever, borrow all of it, half of it, or whatever, and that's what we're getting at.
You budgeted $100,000 deficit this year. I need that. When you get right down to it.
And we're only at.
We're at 48 right
48,000.
But you figured you would borrow to 76,000 is what you thought you'd borrow. So we could stand a straight $100,000 deficit. We could stand it. It would be unpleasant. I mean, you can't do it next year. You got to show a surplus next year. But
then this equipment, then we're going to be upwards of 70 anyway. But there's a 48, you're saying in February. We're thinking March.
That'd be 68,000.
$2,700 at, I don't know what rate you pay it to, 5%. That's trivial. The price of the holes might go up more than 5%. They usually go up 10 or 20.
Every year. So.
They go up every year. You might not.
I understand.
You might not gain that. You might lose ground trying to be conservative.
Might lose a dollar trying to save a dime?
Yes.
Right.
Just a thought.
You're going to have. You're going to have some things. Several things that are going to come in under budget this year. Already that your transportation projects have.
We also have some that are coming in over budget, and then it's the unexpected that always gets you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Both of these items on the request tonight will come in under budget.
I thought he'd do something I wouldn't have said yet.
Is there a percent that you can almost be assured of that those unexpected expenses?
If it was, we'd have it made around here.
That's right. We'd all be millionaires.
You never know what's going to happen.
Unexpected. The unexpected is
Stephen can go home tonight, and I can call him out in the middle of the night and have a fire hydrant blown off down there, and it costs us $10,000 before we get it done.
Mm-hmm.
We have no earthly idea. It is what it is.
Over the years, you could say, this year is this year is that, and doing them up with X number of dollars.
Can you give me a total price on that?
It's kind of like yourself. You know what your budget is. If you get sick, you do what you got to do.
Changes every day.
If something comes up, it don't matter.
I've got to where I don't even think that in because I know something's going to happen.
Well, that's they're trying to figure it in.
You're taking a motion to award this for $13,900 and what?
Well, it's probably just shipping on that too.
Yeah.
I included shipping.
It's a big
even. Oh, that is shipping.
$13,900.
Give a little buffer for shipping. It'll come in under.
Is there any extra on that?
Well, that's got the buffer on it.
That's got a buffer in for shipping.
Entertain a motion.
I make
$13,900.
I'll second it.
Motion made. Second. Is there any discussion? Not in color. I'll start with Chairman Gore.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. Anything else, Roger? From the fire truck.
Since you mentioned it. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Police?
The only thing I have is our grant. Usually we went from $2,500 to $5,000 next year, so
that's good.
That's very good. Good.
That's something anyway. That's all I have.
Street?
I went and looked at the truck that Ryan had talked about. I think the bed's going to be a little too short for what we need to do with it.
So we need to keep looking?
That's right.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Thank you.
Did you check with...
I did. He doesn't have anything on the lot now, but he'll give me a call. More.
Okay.
He will give me a call when something comes in.
A heavy-duty big truck.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Finance personnel?
You've got financial reports at your seat. Also, don't forget your city stickers.
Anybody want to donate to my cause? That'd be fine.
Something that was stuck out. Recreation Park. What was that?
What page are you on?
Page 16.
And what line are you on?
937.
Recreation Park.
I'm trying to remember. We have budgeted 500, but it's...
I imagine that is... I don't know. Is that the tree? No.
Wasn't there a part of the tree grant?
That was 5,000.
Yeah, well, it was 2,500.
Don't know, Ryan.
Did you? How much?
I was saying that it stuck out.
How much money?
Which one is it?
Page 16 at the bottom.
937.
20.
It's $500.
$500. I can look if you'll give me a second.
Yeah, I just. Page 16
is capital
expense.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't think we got $9,000 in mulch, and we wouldn't call it a capital expense.
Didn't we get a truckload of that playground mulch?
Even line for 937.
937.
Restoration Park.
How much? $9,000, you're saying? You weren't resurfacing the tennis courts, were you, or something?
No, we was gonna bring that in the next budget.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, that's going to have to be done, or it's going to cost us a fortune again for when it does.
Yeah.
Give me just a second, Ryan.
The kids are already saying something about it.
Summertime's coming.
About those twin plays. She's already saying something about it.
That's your percentage. That's what I look at.
They spent $8,649 of it.
And you spent a whole
that's
bunch of money
on
this budget.
It
sticks out.
It's all of you mowers come out of
that
budget, too.
Yeah, but this is one line out.
It wasn't a bush hog budget.
No.
I don't think so.
I thought we bought that. A couple years ago,
I think.
Did you put the money back in there for what we got back?
There's a bill for $1,644 to Sullivan Fabricating.
Basketball goals.
Either that or the rail out here.
There's a bill for $1,494.50 to Southern Concrete. That's the
batting cage.
That's the batting cage. Then there's a bill for $4,864.50 to Quality Outdoor Products, which is also the batting cage.
That's, you know, the holes. Mm-hmm.
So they ran that through the city, and then I think we were reimbursed for parts of it.
Yeah, that's what was supposed to happen.
I got you.
It's on our books, though. Could have called that a receivable, but since it's since it's a capital improvement, it's our stuff, then it needs to be on our books that way.
All right, I'm sorry.
Anything else?
It's funny.
Don't open the door.
Water and sewer operations.
Have no issue at this time, though.
Thank you. Yeah. Well. I did, Randy, if you don't mind, tell the board what we dealt with last week. I did call Mr. Tom and Mr. Ray and told them, but I was not able to call everybody else, so.
Okay. Saturday morning, Tyler called me and said that the water plant had run through the night and was concerned about a water leak. So right off the bat, he said, well, let me go out and check, make sure that the pumps aren't running out to the industrial park. I said, that's a good idea. So he went out there, and what had happened is the tank fills up. There's a control valve that opens up to fill the tank up, and then when it gets full, it shuts off. Well, the valve had opened up to fill the tank back up, but it didn't help shut off, so it overflowed overnight. So after... we manually shut it down, and then called Bubba first thing. He'd been elected first thing Monday morning. He come out and checked it, and it's got some relays and timers burned up in it. Now, he says that there's a possibility of lightning running on it, but you're looking at under $1,000 to fix it. I figured your deduction would be higher than that. But anyhow, it's going to run somewhere around $1,000 to repair it.
It was relays and something else.
And timers.
Timers. I couldn't remember. I could remember the relays, but I couldn't remember. I wanted to call them starters.
Yeah, a couple starters.
Got to have it, so it don't matter what you call it.
Right? I just wanted you guys to know that we went ahead and had Bubba go ahead and take care of that and look at it.
We need to.
And have you got any fix?
Well, I called him today after the meeting, and he was supposed to check on them to see if they'd come in yet. And I hadn't heard back from him, so I assumed that they must not come in yet.
Okay.
I had to go back to the manufacturer or something to get them. The relays.
Right.
The timers are no problems. The relays
were starters were fine, huh?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Randy. Yes, I couldn't remember. Go ahead.
How much water was lost in that, Randy?
I figure about 250,000 gallons.
That's not unaccounted water loss, is it?
It is unaccounted water.
Yes.
So that's not going to be reflect very well.
When you get, they pump a lot of water. When you get to some of those numbers like that, we know where it went. It's what we're more worried about is non-revenue water, which that is. But in the non-revenue water side, it's still not a big number when you look at the whole year. I mean, it's
true.
Because when he flushes, I mean, when he backwashes and filters and flushes stuff, it's non-revenue water too. It's not something you want to do every day.
We can start donating. How long do you think it had been running to somebody
and overflowing?
I'll take my portion.
Last week,
I was a little concerned Friday afternoon when I left. The pumps was running, had run longer than I thought they had on the run anyway. And so I think that me and Tyler went out there that morning. We go out there periodically to make sure the generator runs, starts up and transfers, and then we turn the pumps on manually to run them for a while and everything, make sure that they're working like they ought to be, take down the readings and everything, make sure that the jockey pumps have been coming on and everything's operating like it should. I think, and it's just my opinion, I think something happened to the relays and burnt the relay up while we was testing.
When's the last time you had a problem on it? Is it a yearly problem?
No, no sir.
Okay.
I can't remember since I've been with y'all having any problems with these with relays. Now, there's been a time or two where you had a timer go out, but I don't recall the relays ever being replaced.
Okay. So it's not worth putting something on there to automatically call somebody if you got a major leak or something, or...
No, sir, this is the first time this has overflowed. I think one time when I was first here with y'all, it overflowed
one time
before. Okay. And other than that, there's been no problem with it.
They're electrochemical relays, and they will go bad.
Right.
Yes. It just
comes out.
Is he replacing all of them while he's doing it?
No, because the rest of them will last another 20 years.
Pipe that it comes over and it goes out.
It don't come out the... The tank.
Well, I think it actually overflowed enough that it's kind of.
You don't
want to
replace something if you ain't got to.
Does someone check
a bunch of them? Oh, walls land.
We go out there.
Okay.
During the night, when the police making their rounds, don't they check the tanks to see if they're all right?
Well,
he's talking about the tank.
They wouldn't know what to look for.
Yeah, they probably.
It doesn't have a gauge on it.
Committee report, public safety.
Nothing.
Finance.
Nothing. I will say, I think Nathan is sending out at the end of the week or next week the department head worksheets for the upcoming budget, so we're going to begin to get serious about that soon.
Okay. Administration? Personnel? Good?
Or no?
Parks and buildings? Unfinished business out of May?
Under street maintenance, one thing I want to say, whoever's been cleaning them ditches.
That's been Willie. That we got on to him wasn't at the meeting, you know, he's done pretty good.
That looks pretty good down by Alford's. My only question is there something you can spray to kill brush and not weeds? Or brush but not
we
grass?
We would have to call somebody else to come in and do that, Mr. Tom. We don't have a licensed sprayer, so.
Oh.
You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we can't do that.
So you're going to have to clean this ditch every 4 or 5 years?
Yes.
Okay.
That's job security for Willie.
Okay.
Crazy.
Any other unfinished business?
Has anyone, since this big rain that we have just had, has anyone checked our overflow to see what it's doing?
I told it didn't overflow. It didn't overflow. What are you talking about?
Our flooding.
They've been out running the roads today.
Same problem that's been.
Well, I was talking about where it's going into the people's houses.
Yeah.
And because I was out in it, I didn't realize it, but coming the old way from Trenton today, and it was over the road in several places, and those ditches, or I call them creeks, I mean, they were overflowing.
Well, when you get 3 inches of rain in 30 minutes and everything, there's not much anybody can do. So, I will bring this up because I said I would. You guys can do what you want to. Got a call this afternoon, and Nathan got a call this afternoon, I believe, too. Or a Facebook or something, whatever. And anyways, down on Hull Street, where the culvert goes under the road there by Joy Sales, he says it's not big enough. I haven't been up to talk to Stephen. He said the ditch on the other side is not full, but it's still backing up, fixing to flood his house. It almost did today. So,
running over the road there. We went right by it.
Right. It didn't run over the road. It was backing up through the backyard back there from the ditch on the side. It couldn't go any further. Started running over. I don't know. So they just wanted me to bring that up to the board to tell you guys that maybe next time it rained that y'all could come out and look at it before his house flooded.
We've looked at this stuff before and discussed this, and we still haven't really gotten very far on it, so you're going to keep having the problem.
Mr. Clarkson will be here Thursday, and he's going to review his lost notes, and we're going to start again. We're going to look at that spot, too.
This is a... Another year went by?
Well, this particular drainage problem isn't necessarily or even likely something that...
We can even do about it.
This isn't related to any clogged ditches or anything at all.
This is just a drain that goes under the street that he thinks is too small to carry the water, the amount of water that's coming down through there.
Okay.
And it's coming from three different areas, hitting one spot.
And the part that's flooding is not where our drain is, it's behind his house, which the physics...
Like you say, it rains 3 inches or whatever, a downpour.
Everything's going to be wet.
Everything's going to be wet.
I saw 15 we got storm warnings out tonight, and there's supposed to be storm warnings tomorrow.
We looked at it, and
floods tomorrow.
We'll have a better idea there later.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Richard, you're out of order, sir.
So.
Any other unfinished business?
Yeah. How's our cameras doing?
I've got one.
How's it doing?
It's fantastic.
All right.
They're going to
which
drill
one
a hole
did
the
you, which,
inside camera.
That's working good?
Yeah, they're going to drill a hole in the building tomorrow and put the other one up maybe.
All right. We'll get some use out of them. Then we got the fire department.
That's right.
Okay.
Any other unfinished business?
Thank you.
Still where we are, right?
Unfinished business.
Oh, are we already done finished business?
Yeah.
Okay.
New business, Adam A.
Make a motion that we adopt resolution 2017-224, bulk waste disposal, and policy as we discussed in lengthy committee minutes.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Now then, Ryan, if you don't mind, would you explain just a little bit?
Well, we've had several committee meetings over this. The last one, I think everybody come to a resolution on this. And I think that's where we're at. So.
Yeah.
Can I walk you through this just a little bit?
Please do.
This resolution says that all previous resolutions about bulk pickup are repealed. The city is going to provide open top containers at a place designated by the mayor or board at a day designated by the mayor and or board. We know what day that is, but this gives us the flexibility to change it later. Only people who live in the city with a Dyer City sticker will be able to dump there. We will no longer begin providing city trucks, continue to provide those. The city hall is going to solicit names of private individuals who are willing to do pickup of items. And we'll have a list, just like we do of rental properties. We're also going to put a list together of open-top container companies, people who sell dumpsters or rent dumpsters. That way, if somebody has a home that they need to use one of those for, we can say, okay, here's a list of folks that supply those. Section 8 reiterates that if you leave the stuff on the side of the road, you may end up in city court. We will continue to collect natural wood waste and trimmings, as we've always done, and dispose of those. Also, in your last version of this, you said we'll do a special pickup of Christmas trees and things like that. This resolution says that we'll continue to do that. You guys voted after the last version of this that you wanted to provide bulk pickup to nonprofits and religious organizations. That's included here. That's Christian Endeavors is the one that we're talking about. And that's just because those ladies can't get that stuff to a dumpster. There was one other thing that was in here. Oh, this resolution stresses that this is primarily for residential stuff, and if we see some abuse as far as commercial use of this thing, that we can tweak the rules to make sure that we don't get folks dumping tore down houses in our dumpsters and things like that.
The 2016-222 repealed everything before it.
It did.
So all we're doing really is repealing that.
That's basically what you're doing. Although the language there, the purpose of that was to say anything else you voted on that said anything different. So, you got a question, Mr. Tom? I hesitate.
You're letting homeowners redo the inside of their house and take it down to the dumpster?
That's permitted here. Now, the way that it's written, with the assumption that that's not going to be a lot going on. I mean, if somebody wants to take down a vanity that they took
right.
out or something, that's fine. The last section of this, if you'll read it, says that if there are things that are happening that we need to address, that the mayor and or me can develop and publish some rules as long as we tell you what those are after we've done them. That,
okay.
As long as they're consistent with the resolution. I mean, we can't say, oh, you don't have to do this. But if it's just to make sure that folks are doing what they're doing. So. That was that.
That was good.
Good job. I worked very hard on that.
Good job.
That's going to be hard.
Not me, probably. Any more discussion? Stop, call the roll, start with Jennifer Cooper.
Aye.
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 Aye. Abstain.
Aye. Motion carried. Sound like somebody didn't want to carry their garbage.
That's going to be hard.
I know, if you ain't got a truck, call me and I'll carry it out there. $5 for 5 minutes.
Well, it's not with me, it's by other people. we're going to hear more from this.
Well, it was that or raise everybody's garbage bill by $9.
Yeah, they are going to complain.
It really would have hurt some.
And you raise everybody's garbage bill by $9 a month and everything, I don't feel like it's right because there's little old ladies out there that can't afford what they got right now.
What about little old men?
The little old men can afford everything.
Little old men can go to little old ladies and get some money.
That's the way it works, you're right. Please erase that.
That's how it works.
Item B.
How true it is.
Make a motion to adopt resolution 2017-225. Please, copies of faxes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion?
Will you explain this, Mr. Recorder? Have you been overwhelmed with people?
We have a couple of commercial users, people who have businesses, people who work for other people who have been abusing our good nature. Some of these folks will fax 20 or 30 pages a week for. And it's not, and they're getting paid, and the folks they're working for are getting paid, and we're having to make copies before we even fax because they're bringing stuff in.
And they want their copy.
And they want
I didn't even know this.
And the thing is, there was, years ago, there was a fax policy, but I cannot find it. I can't find it for the life of me.
Yeah, Don Holland.
We haven't really worried about it that much because if you walk in and they need a fax.
Which one do you
need?
If you walk in and need me to fax something, it's not a problem.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? But if you walk in from your Robert Johnson's used car lot and need me to fax 30 pages to the state every other week,
thank you.
No, I said thank you.
You need to find some other solution to your problem.
Yeah.
It's not the faxing, it's that we've got one lady that comes in and she'll bring 20 or 30 pages. She says, I'll be back later to get these. And I'm like, and Ashley's like, Ashley, of course, then the fax gets jammed halfway through, and you have to start over and all this other stuff. And
it's kind of like all the garbage alongside of the road. People want to junk out there and have somebody else take care of it.
And I understand, if you come up here and need a copy of a deed and need a copy of somebody's living will, that's what we're here for. But if you're using our copy machine or our fax machine because you ain't got one and you're in business,
just wanted to know.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
Any more discussion? That will start with ring the left.
Oh, well, wait a minute. I'm just now seeing this. Section 1 pertains to
faxes.
Section 2 to copies.
Yep.
Adam C.
Make a motion to approve PO8071 stock radar. By concept for $18.59.20 for radar.
Second.
Motion made, second. Any discussion?
Have one go down.
It's new squad.
Tennessee Highway Safety Office is going to reimburse it. 100%. It's 100% reimbursable. So
that's a bland.
Yes.
So we'll spend this and then in a month we'll receive
whatever. David does all the complex paperwork and sends us a check.
Any more discussion? Not Kyle Rose.
Where is that? I don't even find it. In
New business C.
Oh. Yeah, but what is it?
It's a radar for a police car, and we will get reimbursed from a grant. So it won't cost us anything. Start with Mr. Robert, go right.
Aye.
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 Mm-hmm.
Aye. Motion carried. Any other new business?
Yeah, I have one question.
Oh, God.
This, these sidewalks and that.
You're the only one that went up on around the table that got a copy of that.
I'm
just getting notice because it's your committee.
That's your.
Okay.
Your special, Tom.
Really, Mr. Tom.
So we need a committee meeting then.
They're addressing this right now. You just got a copy of it, that way you would know what was going on.
That way you know what it is.
And if you need to go look at them, then you can go look at them.
Okay, my question is, does the city want to spend money redoing them? Like we talked before, if we're so tight, we can tear them out and dump them.
It's different money.
Yeah, that's right. We got different money for
everybody.
What's that coming out of?
Stage 3D.
What's he talking about?
Your paycheck.
Sidewalk? We got some sidewalks there to be repaired.
Here.
I told him his paycheck.
Don't let everybody else get involved, Mr. Tom.
They can't see. No, they're kidding. Just looking at it.
I'm kidding.
We have a...
Mr. Robert, this is part of, as you will know... Of where they come by and tell us that we have problems and everything.
I mean, you don't have to explain it to me.
No, I'm just saying, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
The TML insurance comes through, because they've done that for a long time.
They do a liability assessment.
They tell us what we need to fix.
They do that every year, don't they?
Every other year.
Every other year.
And then every other year, I write a little paragraph that says the city is undertaking a program to repair, replace these sidewalks. And so that's what we told them this year, and that's what we're doing.
We're going to replace them.
Repair or replace.
That's what Mr. Ray does all the time. He undertakes.
I don't undertake. I just hang around.
You're the transportation department.
Yeah, before we start repairing or fixing, to me, nothing looks worse than a patch job on a sidewalk if you tore it out and did 200 feet or something, at least that section's going to look good when you start patching stuff.
In most cases, they'll take out the most, they'll take out the damaged section and then repour it. That's what they'll do. Mm-hmm.
But you still look patched. I mean...
So really what you are saying is when you find a place need to be replaced, do the whole sidewalk.
Yeah, then you don't have to fool with it for...
Another undertaking.
If the sidewalk good, the rest of the sidewalk good.
Many of these are tree roots or damage from something else.
Okay, if they're tree roots, then you're going to chop the tree roots out. And,
oh, yes, sir. And then we're going to buy the
kill.
Tree.
And then we're going to buy the
tree, right?
That's pretty good. It's over on the city property. Belongs to the city.
Oh, my goodness.
That's whatever, but it's kind of like the patch downtown here. We get it looks great, but it's patched.
I'm not very good with sidewalks.
Well, that's about as easy as you can get. Pouring, and if they can't form and pour that, they better stay away from all concrete. That's the easiest to pour.
Well, they are, but I'm not.
Yeah, okay. Just a thought.
I mean,
which way are you going?
You and Mr. Tom may want to talk about your plan for sidewalks.
No.
My plan is to take them out and bake dirt.
Ain't going to happen.
Don't do this.
Don't do dirt.
Well, I think
that was planned for years.
Well, you take like the street right over here where the tree fell and did the damage, and then they picked. Whose responsibility? Is that our responsibility to fix that sidewalk?
You don't have to fix it. You can dig it up and get
tear
rid
it up.
Of it.
Yeah, I agree. But how many people walk on that sidewalk?
A lot
of people? Well, to me, if I was doing that section, I would do a lot more than just that.
You do the whole thing.
I'd do the whole thing if I was doing it, and then you're done with it.
Well, and the good thing is there is a drive that comes up right there.
Right.
And if we did from there to that drive, and then the next budget is when I want to start this, and start and go from that drive right there on the rest of the way up.
I mean, it doesn't take long to dig it out with a backhoe and...
It's not that. It's just a simple fact of the amount of money that we're going to spend to do it. And when we do it, we want to do a whole section at one time because it costs us less money.
Yeah, but it who's, what money does that come out of?
It can come out of state street aid.
Do you have enough to keep taking from street aid?
Got enough to.
Or sidewalks.
Yeah.
we're going to use a little bit of this and a little bit of that to do this and do that, you know, but it'll all be,
The gas tax passes as it should, and as at least foresee it passes.
I disagree with that, but okay.
I'm not saying as it should.
Yes, you did.
If it passes as it's projected to pass, we'll end up with
28,000 more a year or something. But that money needs to stay for asphalting our streets or something.
You got that right.
We got major problems with the asphalting. Yes, so we need to learn how we want to spend the money. Sidewalks, save for the street.
That's the reason we need to patch the sidewalks as long as possible.
I am for getting the kids a safe place to walk with the way people drive. I guess I need to put my hand in. Sorry. A safe place to walk with the way people drive on our streets. And these kids are walking home from school and stuff. You know, and me and Steven looks at me today and says, hey, man, you might want to get out of the street. And I look over, and here comes a car, 55, man. Our police department can't be everywhere at one time, you know. We're all standing there like, can you not see?
Mr. Roy's yard is a little safer place to stand.
So we got up in the yard.
Even with the warrant.
And a few minutes later, Knott came back. He said, y'all all right? Everything okay? Yeah, everything's good. It just, you know, you can't be everywhere at one time. We don't let him come out of office.
So who's going to make this decision on how much sidewalk we're going to tear out?
Who's over the committee?
You don't want me to make the decision.
We'll start on the north end of town.
Let's start in where the heaviest traffic.
That's right. The worst
for
place.
Kids.
That's right. What was up at the school first.
Okay.
And then our next project should be the other side of the road by the school.
Well, let me say one thing.
Section.
Let me say one thing about your sidewalk memo that I sent you. They evaluate whether we are addressing the liability concerns that they have and adjust our liability rates accordingly.
And if you're not, you're going to pay one way or the other.
And so my point there is that we can address this by sticking a cone up. We can address it by repairing the section that's damaged, or we can address it by repairing the whole sidewalk. But we need to address those issues that are on that sheet.
First,
right.
And the way the law reads, if I understand it, if we know about it and we don't fix it and something happens,
you're liable.
We're liable for it.
Trouble.
Yep. I don't know. Although,
yeah. Just saying. Mr. Carroll.
I said no.
You have any objections?
None whatsoever.
Okay.
I'm in favor of sidewalks. I'll walk everywhere.
Me too. I want the kids to be safe. That's my main concern. Mm-hmm. There's kids that are just... don't know any better. If we can put them on the side of a road and everything, and keep them safe and everything.
I want to compliment the police department.
Don't do it.
Why?
The police don't do it. They get enough of that. They get it once a year, that's enough.
No, it's not.
Okay,
they stopped somebody in front of my house. I don't know what it was for, but the kid signs are up there, and the kids are out there. And the police stopped somebody. I don't know what they find him, if they find him, but he must have done something. So the police department are on the ball.
Yep.
I took their ball away from them, last breath. They can't claim
ball. Well, we're going to give it back to them.
Well, then you won't get nobody else stopped again because they were down at the park playing with it.
We'll add
one. Where did my stuff go?
Hold on.
Here, you want mine?
I need somebody's.
What are you looking at? This page that you've been marking on here?
You took it away from me. You done that. Any other discussion? Hey, watch your mouth. Knott, McCobb Road.
What are we calling it?
Yeah, you get
a
good
seat.
We've already done that one.
Oh.
Motion to pay account.
D.
Second.
Motion made, second. Any discussion?
166.
Hang on.
Counts. Well, I thought that was the only thing we lacked.
No, Ryan made it. I seconded it.
I don't have one Steve Blackman's.
Yeah, you do.
That's
you do.
Steve Frost.
Steve Frost. Steve
Insurance.
That is workman's comp for firemen, basically.
If we didn't have any, don't pay that until we will start again.
We've had one.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
good
insurance.
Can we cut it out?
No.
We don't like good insurance. We have Obamacare.
It's different insurance.
Oh.
Different type of insurance. I've got a good speech on it.
I do have a question. I've been hearing rumblings.
And we in accounts right here.
I know.
You don't have a question about it. Then you need to ask what number it is.
I got the radio. I don't think we need to pay it. We still have a radio. Gibson County, E911.
We've been here and done this. And they're still having radio problems.
You having radio problems?
You are. Brad and them's having radio problems. Mr. Carroll.
And I'm sick of paying thousands of dollars for something we can't use.
How bad's the problem? All the time?
Like, we'll hear something, but I'll hear an officer reply to another officer, like, out of town. I don't hear that officer, what he said or anything like that.
Okay,
it's the same.
Same old.
People are garbled. They can't hear each other.
I kind of agree with you.
It's dangerous.
Let me see here.
I know we can't.
But I can tell you, I had two officers sitting in front of my house one night. Mr. Tom knows all about this, don't you, Mr. Tom?
Yeah, you woke me up.
Woke him up. And I think I wrote Ray up saying that.
Yeah, I did it. I think you got him at 11.
I can tell you right now that we had an officer trying to make an arrest on... he's not a juvenile anymore, is he? On a guy. And one officer was on the one street over and never heard it. And then whenever I called, what's his name? That main guy or whatever.
Cheryl.
When I called him on the phone, he called me a liar. With Steve and Jay right there with me listening to the whole conversation.
If we don't pay it,
I mean, I think we're obligated to pay it in contract class. But
okay. What's your options if you tell them to go to...
There's not. That's the
problem. Wouldn't that have CBs for our men to communicate?
With themselves. Uh-huh. The problem is...
they don't know what
it's a monopoly,
doing.
I mean.
Yeah.
Who else are you going to get? That's the thing.
Well, if they're no good for them... Do CBs work, or whatever you said, work better?
It cost me my job out there last time. I'm just going to say it. You got a board out there. You don't know what they're doing.
Well, I won't deny that.
You got two that know a little bit.
Right.
15.
I mean, I'm sure another $100,000 to fix it.
Yeah.
That hurts you.
And I'm hearing the rates are fixing it.
I've heard that before.
Well, the state's told them they got two.
Well, they're out of money.
So what's $4 a month to get off my telephone?
They don't get all that.
Where's the rest of it go?
It's a state.
That's for 911 only.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they call a state and let them know what's going on?
Their 911 board is governed by Commerce and Insurance, so somebody else needs to do that, not me.
You need a job, don't you?
Yeah, I work there, so I can't do that.
What are your options? I mean, you can contract with somebody else, but who else is there?
There's no one else.
Well, our police officers need to have communication.
How's the sheriff's department doing
same
with their...
It's all one prison.
We're going to pay these folks.
Right.
Other questions? Sorry.
$17.75. How much longer? What kind of contract are we in with that?
1785,
5 years. That's the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
Parker Heating and Cooling Police Station, right?
Uh-huh.
R.J. Young will get something.
What's that?
Huh?
Yeah, that's
the
That's right. I thought that.
Hurdles. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Any more discussion? No, call the roll. Start with Craig. I couldn't get his name out. I'm sorry.
Aye.
Go left.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Willie does have a couple of problems and everything that he's not here tonight and everything. He's got another manhole, Mr. Tom, that is draining all the mud around the outside down inside of it, and it's in a person's yard. They were supposed to, I don't know if they did or not, with all the rain that come in today and everything. I don't know if they went out there and put some in their dirt in there or not. Yes, sir.
Worked on last year.
It's actually the line has been a slip line, but it's not that. It's the actual manhole. So that would make three that we're going to have lying now. That's not the only thing. The field, there's a field out through New Hope that runs back to our lift station out there, right, Randy? That there's probably, five or six?
I'm not sure.
The manhole?
Yeah. Five or six, seven manholes out there that is leaking lots and lots of water into that system. From rainwater and stuff like that. It's coming down through the sides and everything. So I would suspect that in our next budget that we're going to have to start doing some
thinking.
How old was that project?
Sir?
Out there when they did all that work. Was that a grant?
They went out there in the 70s. The sewer line extension was in the 60s, 70s. When they took that in, when they annexed that. And
we got a map down there that says 74.
Gosh, I'm good.
if it's what I'm thinking about, it was put there for a proposed
subdivision.
There's technically there's a subdivision platted there, and they're there. I mean, there's a subdivision there. That area is considered a subdivision.
But it doesn't seem like anybody's going to build on it. Why can't we cap it off? Not worry about it.
Because it takes all the sewage from New Hope.
Yeah. Now, your station, you're on the wrong end. It's going that way and it comes back.
Really?
Yeah.
Over here.
So I just want you guys to kind of be aware of where we're at. And I'm not talking about a little bit. I mean, they're right now, they're in the process of being overran out there at the wastewater plant. They can't keep up. Not only because of that, but there's other problems to replace it, whatever, we're finding little by little.
The closer you get down to the lift station, the deeper they get. So you're looking at some pretty major bucks when you get on down there.
I just wanted to let you guys know, and Willie's going to get some of that checked out and everything to make sure that, you know, we're before budget time comes to see where we're at and what we need to get done.
Here goes all the Willie's money.
That's what I'm trying to spend it on. That way he can't spend none.
And those are things that you may take a bite at this year, and a bite at next year, and a bite at the next year.
Right.
I mean, it's not like they're leaking any less than they,
But they've been leaking for how long?
Exactly. I mean, you just take it in a piece at a time. Until last year, they budgeted about $25,000 a year for manhole repair.
That's what he said.
And they kicked it out last year because they were doing some other capital projects, but I'm sure he'll put that back in there.
No grant money for that kind of stuff? Or
yes. This grant that we're in would pay for some manhole rehab. But we've got that money
already spent,
budgeted a different way. We did four, five, or six, or seven in the last grant. I mean, it was just...
Okay.
I mean, but we also spend our own money on it because it's very easy to control the cost on those because if it's so many feet, it's so many $1,000s. I mean, you just know, you can budget to do this, and this.
What they have done is working good.
It is fantastic.
Okay.
It is good stuff. That pink stuff is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
They can drive a micro machine on it and it will not bust.
Brad's trying to go home, y'all. Oh yeah, and Willie lost his knife at the airport, so he can't get it back.
They took it
domestic
from
him.
They took it from him. Yeah, and he's upset about it. He had it in the bag.
Motion of her.
Tipple.